My name is Chris Murray. This poem is called The Rosemary. She said that Aisling let her cut the sprigs. It is 3:15 p.m. It is Thursday. I examined two rosemary sprigs, their blue, green, silver light. She is stripping the small bare leaves from a third, tapping its heel, putting it in a glass for planting out with the roses in October. I taste lamb stew with romeberry and crabapple jelly, counting the trees that alternate romeberry, crabapple, romeberry. They syncopated her drive. Memory insists, no, sets me standing on the bank of the River Tolka, upstream from Socrates, his garden of roses. We tasted all their colours once. Here at the dark water is where we committed to memory, our brother, your son, to Glasnian, the stream of the infants, with petals, flower heads. Sometimes you observe or participate in an action that opens the vault of memory, and poetry has no choice but to enter. Rosemary is for remembrance. It is associated with two grandmothers, with their cooking, and it is associated with my brother who is stillborn. Because at that time, there was no record kept of stillbirths, and we could not have his name inscribed on the plot in Glasnevin. Glasnevin translates into the stream of the infants. We had a ceremony on the River Tolka to commemorate his memory.